I am Gary Colley. We continue our thoughts concerning what our creed is. You know, I told you last week that creed means I believe. And certainly we need to know that we who are in the churches of Christ do not have a humanly written creed, but we do have a creed. We find our creed in the New Testament. Our creed is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. 1 Corinthians 3:11 again says, other foundations can no man lay other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, said the Ephesian letter. And Jesus said, after Peter made the confession, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That was his creed. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. I gave you last Lord's Day 16 of the reasons that I believe certain things that I believe, and I believe on those things the Bible causes me to believe those things. You know, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. So I believe that God is the creator of heaven and earth. I believe the Genesis account is literally true of creation. I believe that in the image of God, man is made in. I believe all the miracles of the Bible literally. I believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. I believe that he is the Redeemer, the Lawgiver, and the only Mediator. I believe his Word is holy, it's verbally inspired of God. And I believe the Holy Spirit revealed all truth. I believe the Holy Spirit dwells in Christians by faith. And I believe that Jesus has all authority in heaven and earth. And I believe that all of that authority he exercises through his new covenant, the New Testament. And that New Testament is all sufficient for us without any additions or subtractions. I believe that men are cleansed by the blood of Christ. And I believe that that comes in the new birth when a man hears and believes, repents and confesses, and obeys the gospel even unto baptism. So those are 16 of the things that are in the creed that I follow. And I hope that you follow too, because you see, my creed is simply the Word of God. Let me go further this morning and discuss with you that I believe that all responsible persons outside of Christ are lost, because not of Jesus not loving them, but because of their own sin. You see, in Romans 6:23, he said, now all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I believe that. I believe Romans 6:23 when he says, now the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. I believe Isaiah 59:1-2, when he said, now Jehovah's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear, but your iniquities are separated between your God, and your sins have hid his face so that he will not hear. And I believe Ezekiel 18:20, when he said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So I believe that all responsible people outside of Christ are lost because of their own sin. That's what the Bible teaches. And then the 18th place, I believe that all sinners who do not obey the gospel are lost, having no hope and without God in the world. Hebrews 5:8-9, you know, he says he's the author of eternal salvation to all that will obey him. In Ephesians 2:12, he said those brethren before they obeyed the gospel, that they were without Christ. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, he said they were without hope. And in 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9, he says, the Lord will come back to render vengeance upon them that know not God and obey not the gospel. So I believe that all sinners who do not obey the gospel are lost, and therefore I try to preach the gospel to them so that they may be saved. In the 19th place, I believe that the one baptism of the New Testament is immersion in water of a penitent believer for the remission of his sins. I find that taught in Acts 8:35-39. When Philip preached to the eunuch, and they came to a certain water, and Philip, or the eunuch, said rather to Philip, here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They stopped the chariot, both went down into the water, and Philip baptized him, buried him there, and they both came up out of the water, and the eunuch went on his way rejoicing. We know what he had. He had the forgiveness of sins and the new life in Christ, according to Acts 2:38. And it was indeed the blood of Christ applied, Matthew 26:28. The 20th reason is that I believe the disciples are to glorify God by wearing the name Christian. and that there is salvation in no other name. The reason I believe that is 1 Peter 4:16, where he said, yet if any man suffers a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name. In Acts 4:12, he said, in none other is there salvation, neither is there any other name under heaven given among men wherein we must be saved. Now, I know some people think there's nothing in a name, but my friends, I believe we have to glorify God by wearing the name Christian. I believe that because that's what the Bible teaches. My creed also is that God named His family the church, and that no man has the authority to change that. He purchased it with His blood, Acts 20:28, and it's called the Church of the Lord. Romans 16:16, He said, the churches of Christ salute you. And so I believe that God named His family, and I want to live by that name. 22, I believe that the Lord adds to the church all that should be saved, that all the saved are in His church, and no man can open that membership to be unconverted and say, oh, I'm all right. No, Acts 2:47 said, the people on Pentecost were praising God, had favor with all the people, and the Lord added unto the church daily such as were being saved. The Lord's still adding those who will obey the gospel today. And I believe the Lord adds to the church only those who are saved, only those who meet His conditions of pardon. In the 23rd place, I believe that the Lord has only one church, of which He is the head, and it's non-denominational. Why do I believe that? Because Ephesians 4:4 says there is one body. And Ephesians 1:22-23 says the body is the church over which Christ is head. And in Acts 20:28, He said He purchased that body, the church, with His own blood. And so I believe that the Lord has only one church. I believe that unity is possible only in Christ and can be maintained only by those who speak the same thing according to the one faith. I believe that because that's what Jesus prayed for in John 17:20-22. Neither for these only, He said, do I pray, but for them also that shall believe on me through their word, that they may be one, Father, as thou art in me and I in thee, that they may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou didst send me. And 1 Corinthians 1:10, I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, that you be perfectly joined together of one mind and of one judgment. So I believe that unity is possible only in Christ in following the one faith. Ephesians 4:4-6 says there are not many faiths, there's just one faith, and that, of course, comes from the Word of God. I believe also, my friends, that all spiritual blessings are in Christ, to be enjoyed only by those who are in His church. Ephesians 1:3 says that. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And in 2 Corinthians 5:17, He said, wherefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So here we find all spiritual blessings, not out of Christ, but in Christ. In the 26th thought, I believe that we must worship God in spirit and in truth, according to the Word of God, in prayer, Bible study, giving, singing, and making melody in our hearts without an instrument, and observing the Lord's Supper upon the first day of every week. Why do I believe that? Because the Bible teaches that. John 4:24, God is a spirit, He said, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16 say the way to do that is in singing. Acts 20 and verse 7, taking of the Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians 11:22-25, He is also giving instruction about taking that around the table when we gather together. In 27, I believe that Christians must continue to do the will of God, that they must grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, glorify God in all things, and remain faithful unto death. I find that in James 1:22 and Philippians 2:12, Colossians 2:23, 1 Corinthians 10:31, 2 Peter 3:18, and Hebrews 3:6. And so I believe it. I believe that it also is the duty of every Christian to teach others, to the extent of teaching the way of the Lord more perfectly to those who love the truth. 2 Corinthians 5:11, Acts 18:26 would show me that. And so I believe it's the duty of every Christian to teach others as they have the ability and the opportunity. Then 29, I believe that under Christ as head, every congregation of the people of the Lord are autonomous, conducting their own affairs, without the aid of any boards or societies whatsoever. Philippians 1:1, Paul addressed the elders and deacons at Philippi. Acts 14:23, he said they should appoint elders in every church. So every congregation is autonomous, and it must obey the Lord, of course, as it does according to the elders of the church, upholding those things. In number 30, I believe in the voluntary cooperation of churches, both in preaching the gospel and caring for the widows and the orphans. It's taught in Acts 11:29 through 30, and 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 8. 31, I believe that the Holy Spirit provided the Christian graces and numerous instructions to warn and keep Christians from falling away. 2 Peter 1, 5-11, he said we were to add faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. And if these things be in you and abound, they'll make you that you're neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lack of these things is blind and cannot see what's afar off. And he has forgotten that he was once purged from his old sin. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, make your calling and election sure by doing these things. So we can do that. I believe that the end of the commandment is love. I believe that at the second coming of our Lord, the dead will be raised and stand before the Lord in judgment. And I believe that all who fall asleep in the Lord have, of course, the hope of eternal life. These things are all taught in my creed book. That is the Word of God.